picked an opportune time to score the goal.
Well, made it interesting. I had two clear good chances in the first half that normally with the former men, you know, would have gone in. After that point, I don't know. You're taught as a striker to forget about those opportunities, but I couldn't shake him. And then, you know, finally at the end, boy, Jack's rewarded me with a tap in. But it's a game winner. Not going to be too critical of my play tonight, but we got the 3 points. That's all that matters.
Does this team deserve to be in the playoffs?
I think so. I think we've been playing some good football this past month and a half, 2 months since the All-Star break, actually. And I've gotten some good results, so I think we deserve to be in. I think, you know, if we make it in, there's going to be a few teams that are afraid to play us.
Obviously, you guys have a lot of confidence heading into these last two matches. I mean, is that fair to say?
Confidence, I mean, we're fighting. We're fighting. We're playing hard. We're playing for each other, and we still have the belief. I think we all believe that we can get these next two results. So we'll see what happens.
What is it about this team in particular that's allowing you to do what you're doing this season?
I mean,
besides playing.
It's a perfect example of tonight. You know, boys did all the work and gave me a tap in. So that's been what's going on the entire second half of the season for me. David is playing well, creating a lot of chances, and as a result, I'm just trying to stay active around the goalie area, and I'm getting the chances.
You had a nice performance tonight with both a goal and an assist. What did you see in the San Jose defense that you were able to take advantage of?
I'm not going to take credit for that assist. I didn't know much about it, to be honest. It was supposed to go wide to the flank play and end up at David's feet, and you know, he made it look easy. The defense tonight, I thought they played well. They gave up some good opportunities, some good looks at the goal for me. And if I had put one of those away, maybe the game wouldn't have been this close. But I thought they did well. They haven't been playing together long, so we knew that there were going to be opportunities. You know, so. As a result, we were able to get a few chances.
How difficult would it have been to leave with just 1 point if that had been the case?
Would have been done. Season would have been over. It would have been a big disappointment, especially for me. I had clear chances to score, and I would feel really disappointed for the boys because they worked hard and created chances for me to score, and I didn't, and I would have felt really bad.
Clearance off the line.
And that little guy, man, I mean, I think that's the first time he's used his head all season, actually. He's steady. I mean, you go back and you watch the tape, and he doesn't make mistakes, with the ball. You know, positionally, he's just a good player that you don't really take notice of. But if you watch him, you'll see he does everything. You asked for left back. You know, he gets forward. He creates chances. Last week, he had an assist. You know, he defend well. He's just a steady player, man. And tonight, you see his importance in the back of the line for us.
You like playing better in a two-striker set?
I mean, sometimes you know it helps when you're not playing particular. When I'm not playing well, and someone else can draw some of the attention and maybe take some of the responsibility of scoring. But at the same time, a lot of the end result is with me. You know, most of the final, play in the offensive third is through me. So if I'm playing well, I'm going to get chances. So I like that as well, you know.
So the goal tonight, you moved into sole possession.
I'm going to stop thinking about it because tonight I was, in my mind, I was thinking about Casey watching the game and it put added pressure on me. It did. I was thinking he's in a hotel somewhere watching it because I watch him. So, and I was thinking, man, this ball not going to go in the net, you know? I picture him breaking some couches and, you know? So, I'm not going to, I'm not, I'm not going to think much about it because I feel like I'm putting more added pressure on myself because those chances, like I got in the first half, would normally have gone in, and I think I'm thinking too much. You know, it means so much to me, and when you start overthinking as a striker, that's when you don't play well. You don't put away your chances. So I'm just gonna let it flow like I have been this past few months, and try not to let the scoring chart get to me because it affects me. Honestly, I think about it. I can't sleep sometimes because I'm like, damn, I need to do well this game. I need to keep the pressure on Casey or whoever else. So I'm going to try not to think much about it after this point and try to improve my play and maybe better performance. We won't make it games this tight, you know, next two matches.